Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSHV01262024. That makes it our third episode out of 2024, I believe. So you can look at it right there on the upper right. We've got 27 new or updated applications in this particular episode. Let's take a look at the breakdown and see how that shakes out. We'll go ahead and apply that filter and we'll change the group by here to category. So our episode today contains 10 highlights, 3 minor updates, 7 new releases, and 7 release notes failed. Now, I'm just going to warn you, between this episode and the next episode, I'm expecting a bunch of new applications for Washington, D.C. early release to hit the store. So there may be another delay in the production of this particular video or podcast, but we will deal with that next week and keep you up to date of what's going on. So for this episode, let's get into it. We've got only 3 minor updates to talk about. AMS1 Confluence Articles to KB, Connect Quick, and InfoBlox Subnet Integration for Discovery all had minor updates, not worth spending a lot of time on like we would in our highlights. We've also got, unfortunately, 7 release notes fails. If you haven't watched an episode before, a release notes fail, all that means is that there are not release notes, there's repeated release notes, or there's release notes with no details. So the version changed, something changed about the application, but because there's no release notes, I can't tell you exactly what it is. I can't put it in a category, so therefore it's a fail. That list for you is going to be Akamai Guardicore Segmentation, ClearSky for SAP ERP, Consent Management Center by Rangu, Guardrails License M8, Nuvolo Subscription Management, and OpenText XECM and Spoke. All were release notes fails. So if you're using one of those, you may want to contact the producer or the application creator to find out what the heck is new. But that leaves us with our new releases for this episode. There are 7, so let's hop right into it. First up is going to be Deloitte ERP Core Modernization. Experience the next level of ERP without interrupting core operations is their tagline there. Key features for this new app: functional side, understand where and how to inject speed and efficiency into your ERP operations to take them to the next level. Quantify the real impact of your ERP insights to optimize operations and realize value faster, and drive strategic action at scale with a plan for continuous improvement and best-in-class workflow execution. On the technical side, they've got App Engine, Automation Engine, ERP workflows, procurement service management, and supplier lifecycle management. There's no screenshots on this one, so we'll move to our next new release, which is going to be Elevate by Intellective, the missing email builder for ServiceNow. Key features, and there are a lot of key features. I'm going to think I'm going to stick with what looks like the top ones here. So we'll start: create actionable emails in minutes. There are stunning templates, a simple and intuitive interface. There are advanced settings to customize your email. 80 or more beautifully designed content blocks, those are their words, responsive to fit every device, a native ServiceNow application are the high-level ones. And then if you're watching, you can see there's more details on those. If you're listening, definitely check out. There's more details to what they're doing here. They did actually include maybe some marketing materials. We'll see if there's a screenshot. First up is a design kind of advertisement, or Elevate the Store image is what their thing is saying. But basically it's a picture of Elevate in a tablet and with some settings and stuff like that. It's in components. Next, beautiful templates to get you started. So I guess these would be email templates. And then another kind of marketing glossy for share information and capture attention. Another one for beautifully designed content blocks. And there's some, you know, demo text behind there for lorem ipsum, all that stuff. Let's see. Next one, responsive design fits to every device. So again, kind of more marketing glossy. Create stunning emails for your team. Beautiful templates. I think I'm in a loop. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, I'm in a loop. I just lost track of where I was. So no screenshots, just marketing glossy things for this particular application. And that is what's new from the team at Intellective. Next up on our list of new releases is NextView. Enhance efficiency through personalized branding and dynamic widgets. Key features, again, quite extensive on this one. Customizability enhanced user experience, rich functionality, scalability, easy deployment, and continuous updates and support. If you're watching, you can see there's more details. If you're listening, go check it out. There's actually more. I'm not going to try to read all of that. And it looks like I have another 3 marketing pictures. So a variation of NextView, and then a variation 2 showing a kind of a darker theme, and variation 3 showing kind of like a chalkboardy or splotchy kind of thing, and variation 1. So there's 3 variations of what NextView looks like, but it has branding and dynamic widgets. So that's what's new from the team at Avasoft Incorporated. Next up on the new releases is going to be NextView Platinum. So the platinum version of what we just saw. Elevate your portal with dynamic branding using custom headers and footers. Explore seamlessly with the tab topics widget, tailoring your user experience for optimal engagement and a distinctive user-centric interface. They have a similar list of key features that we just saw there. Extensive customization, enhanced user experience, responsive design, scalability, and effortless deployment. I'll click on the screenshots / marketing stuff. So it's the same thing again, scenario 1, scenario 2, scenario 3, kind of showing the different possibilities there for this branding template thing from NextView or Avasoft Incorporated. All right, next up on the list is going to be Profis GTM /NPI app. Streamline and optimize NPI /GTM operations with Profis. I don't know. Probably butchering it. Oh my gosh. What is the key features? The key features list on this one is also quite extensive. Let's see if we can get a high level in here. Integrated app developed to manage offers from intake to post-launch. We can launch products to market and go-to-market readiness for all ServiceNow releases across the entire lifecycle. There's governance and standardization, automated workflow, custom tables, a single application to measure post-launch health. And then they've listed in the numbered bullets below that, scorecard, innovative dashboard, checkpoint summary, risk and heat map, and a report summary. So very, very detailed key features there you might want to check out if you're interested. On the screenshot side, we do actually have a screenshot on this one. It's very small. So let's click on this big button here and see if we can make it. That wasn't much better. Now it's like just super blurry. So I'm going to have to try to see what this is. It looks like the landing page for used to be like the Knock landing page for Agent Workspace. Almost looks like that, but basically I see some red, yellow, green, and little boxes, little widgets, and that's what I can't read it. It's a product summary, maybe is something I can read, but I don't know. That's image number 2. Image number 3 looks like the outage widget from the portal showing stuff, but I can't, again, read anything. The next screenshot shows like a heat map. Again, I can't read anything because it's too small. And if I make it bigger, yeah, I can't read it. It's just too much, too blurry. And then there's a video, a YouTube video. So I won't click on that and click play since you're either watching or listening to a video right now. But that's what's new from the team at IOPEX Technologies, or IOPEX Technologies Incorporated. Next up on the list of new releases is going to be ScienceLogic SL1 Service Catalog Automation. Unlock context-infused self-service catalog requests for devices. Let's scroll down the key features. Yes, I can read these. Connect your IT ecosystem to gain unique insights leveraging the ScienceLogic SL1 platform. Initiate a discovery session to discover a device and enable seamless integration and visibility of change requests across ServiceNow and SL1. Screenshots on this one. First one's going to be the application connection configuration, it looks like. Let's see. Service catalog automation, custom application. So it's just showing the custom application record in an instance is what I'm seeing now. So this is just an application record, their application. Next screenshot is the order guide for SL1 device discovery. I've got a list of available devices on the left-hand side and an empty slush bucket on the right-hand side. Next screenshot is for the options in that order guide. So again, getting into various small things, but I could see settings and IP and credentials, stuff like that for discovery. Next screenshot is a requested item. And the next screenshot is the notes, I'm guessing, on that requested item, the activity log or the notes. And then we're back to that custom application record. And that's what's new from the team at ScienceLogic Incorporated. Next and last on our list of new releases is going to be Service Graph Connector for Otorio. OT Certified Service Graph Connector. Scroll down to the key features here. And again, we'll stick with the high-level parts of this because it's quite extensive. That seems to be the theme, is really detailed key features in this episode. But let's look at the high level. Central asset visibility, data collection, integration with operational systems, continuous synchronization, and OT certified service graph connector to import all your IT, OT, and IoT devices from Otorio using CMDB best practices, including the IRE, or an identification and reconciliation engine, and the RTE, or robust transform engine, from ServiceNow. So that's high level, kind of what's in there. Let's see, we do have the OT certified badge or image in their list of screenshots. Next screenshot is showing the guided setup. So they include a guided setup for their application. Then we've also got a screenshot of the OT assets. So looking at operational technology assets, and then the asset detail page for, looks like a PLC, Compact Logix, Compact Guard Logix controller, maybe? I guess that's what PLC means, I think. Yeah, Compact Logix 5380 controller. And then we're back to that badge for being OT certified. And that is the end of our new releases, which brings us to the highlights for the episode. We've got 10 of them here for you. We'll start at the top with Automate Pro. Automate Pro was updated to version number 7.3.0. And man, we're still tons of good release notes. In this version, they've got changes to the platform, specifically Visual State Plan Editor. Also changes to auto tests, including Visual Test Plan Editor, Test Library Explorer, Block Unification, Test Plan Versioning, Custom Library Versioning, and Data Driven Testing. Under Auto Monitor, updates to Automatic Event Expiration, Ability to Abort an Event, Minimum Scheduling Interval Increased, and General Usability Enhancements. I kind of gave you the abbreviated version there, but if you want to, go to the store, click on version 7.3.0 for the Automate Pro application, and they have very good release notes on exactly what's new and what's changed in their application. Next up in the list of highlights, the next three or four, is going to be Brightfin Cloud, updated to version 23.10.160. And in this one, they've introduced Google Kubernetes configuration support is what's new in this one. Let's take a look at the next Brightfin one, the fixed telecom management application from Brightfin. Also the same version, 23.10.160. And this one, there's a standardized workflow for all telecom moves, adds, changes, and deletes, or MACD, advanced telecom projects management, move fixed service, disconnect fixed services in bulk, TFT communication module, some improvements around assignment group configuration and notification for telecom requests, and some fixes, columns last service summary.invoice and last service summary.invoice date columns are not correctly populated on the telecom service level. So that's been fixed in this new version of fixed telecom management. Also from Brightfin in the list of highlights is going to be the Foundation app, updated version 23.10.160. And key features in this one are import payment feedback, gross/net/tax view for expenses, improvements around user rights enhancements, new provider manager read-only role, provider manager role is expanded, invoice manager role is expanded, asset manager role is expanded, audit rules enhancements, new service recurring charges increased audit rule, improve the invoice variance total exceeds threshold audit rule, improve the service total charges increased audit rule, improve the recurring charge exceeds plan rate audit rule, email notifications for audit rules, data quality rules enhancements, new zero taxes data quality rule, new zero usage data quality rule, new invoice integration ID is not unique data quality rule, and under data retention rules, a new delete alerts data retention rule for fixes, billing account exclusion for inactive accounts, and zero allocation. Oh my goodness. This is like the episode of all episodes where we have the bestest release notes ever. Next up from Brightfin, mobile management was also updated to version 23.10.160. And in this version, key features under logistics enhancements, device and accessories ordering from carrier and logistics, expanded device condition states, return device, offboarding workflow. Speaking of boarding, the onboarding workflow enhancements in role device, enhanced e-bonding product support, under mobile inventory logic flexibility, multiple SIM cards, under improvements, upgrade decorator, under fixes, business category flag for emergency lines and service portal. all in the release notes, which way more detailed than that if you go check those out and click on version 23.10.160 of the Brightfin applications. You heard it there, cloud, fixed telecom, fixed telecom management, foundation, and mobile management, all from the team at MobileCord Incorporated. Next up on the list of highlights is going to be CTS Cognitive Network Analyzer, updated version 2.0.1. And this version, they've brought us the Next Experience Workspace. So they've created the CTS Workspace where solution admins can manage surveys, access results, or manage import users. They've restructured the report tables, specifically a new table called Survey Tally now displays O&A results in a more compact and intuitive format. And under Generative AI-powered Virtual Agent Beta, a virtual agent chatbot that can answer questions about your O&A result data, subscribers can request access to that feature. So that's what's new from the team at Cognitive Talent Solutions. Up next in the list of highlights, it's going to be Doc Integrator, was updated to version 2.8.607. And in this one, administrators can configure Doc Integrator to use /create SharePoint folders to store files uploaded from Doc Integrator widget. And what's updated, download all files in the Doc Integrator widget instead of the files on the displayed page, improved file upload user interface, list view enhancements, configure a default zip file name for file downloads. These are for administrators, by the way. Additional validation for SharePoint folder structure and default zip file name configurations, and disable /enable search features. Transaction logging for SharePoint cloud and on-premises instances. And what's fixed, with some SharePoint on-premise configurations, users have experienced file corruptions when downloading files, and that issue has been resolved. So that's what's new from the team at Discover Technologies LLC for Doc Integrator. Next up on the list of highlights, Juniper Mist Automated Provisioning, updated version 1.3.0. And in this version, there are new actions to get and create Mist device profile and new subflow to clone a Mist device profile like hub profile, AP profile, etc. or ... Next up on the list of highlights is going to be PlatCore LMS or Learning Management System, was updated to version 3.5.1. And everybody's wanting me to lose my voice today in this release. Compatible with Vancouver and Utah, so they've introduced Vancouver support, fixed the service portal display issues, updated the LMS plan, complete business rule, fixed informational tags on cards, fixed a query issue with the LMS manager page progress tab, fixed an issue with LMS user profile badges, updated plan complete on percentage business rule, updated badge util script to correct an issue with badge rule execution, fixed a display issue on the LMS catalog page, fixed an issue with the badge check achievements business rule, fixed an issue with the badge check micro content business rule, fixed the course builder attachment content type, updated the LMS CSS style sheet, fixed a query issue on the LMS Manager Achievements page, and fixed an issue with selecting the assigned to my entire team on the manager's portal when creating an assignment. And that was, again, the abbreviated version. If you want to see all the good details, head over to PlatCore LMS Learning Management System version 3.5.1. Last on our list of highlights for this episode is going to be Service Graph Connector for Avantra, updated version 1.0.5. And in this version, there is a new table with installed product versions of a SAP system, Avantra installed product versions. Avantra 24.0.5 is required to send installed product version data. And that, my friends, my followers, my subscribers, my fans, is our entire ServiceNow Store Highlights episode. Let's take a look at the breakdown again one more time. You just heard or saw 7 new releases, 10 highlights, 3 minor updates, and 7 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new and what got updated in the ServiceNow Store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.